The one year and one day gaps in the data, in astrophysical data, are serious obstacles for a long period exoplanet search and also for apparent seismology. On this figure, you can see the example from our exoplanet survey, example of radial velocity orbit of KGI and Gamma Leo with 429 days period. And we can see that due to and we can see that due to the time gap, seasonal gaps, we measured the important part of orbit only after the four years of continuous observation. And the question is how we can overcome the problem of seasonal gaps. And answer is yes, we can overcome if we can get somehow daytime observation. In my talk, I will show that it is possible. It is known well that brightness of one square arc minute of daytime sky is about of data in sky, and from this we can do two statements. First statement is that for many directions of spectroscopic studies, radio velocity studies, we can easily extract from daytime light, solar, and from stellar, we can easily extract the information about Doppler shifts and about line profiles of targets. And the second statement is that technical and methodological problem could be solved quite easily. So to check that, we did experimental observations using 1.8 meter telescope. And this is a picture of Journal of Daytime High Resolution Spectra. This is a spectrum obtained before sunrise, after 2 hours after the sunrise. And you can see a strong contribution in the blue region. And this is a comparison of two spectral regions in blue and the red in detail. And we can see that there is a contribution from strong contribution from solar spectrum, but nothing in the red. And this is a energy profile of the black spectrum. And you can see that after 2 hours after the sunrise, still strong contribution in the blue. Is valuable tool for exoplanet search and for asteroid seismology for bright stars. Techniques can be applied for faint stars.
Thank you very much, Secretary Tikin.